following is a paid program, and claims are made, but they're not necessarily those of the management, the sponsors, or anyone else at this radio station. But it's a great radio station. So listen to this show, and you'll learn all about Medicare insurance, health insurance, and life insurance. And you'll be talking and listening to Bob Parker, who's been doing this for 3 decades. For more information, you can call me at 833-710-4797. That's 833-710-4797. You're listening to Bob Parker, Health, Life, and Medicare Insurance. Oh, this is Bob Parker calling. Speaking on the radio here, talking to you about health insurance and Medicare insurance and all the other aspects of health. And I do this every week on this radio station, the same day. So when you're listening to me in different locations, you're going to hear the same show in different locations in Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, or Northeast PA, Wilkes-Barre, Scranton. My goal here is to talk to you about all the problems of health insurance and Medicare insurance and to make sure you're covered for your health so you don't end up like I was when I was 38 years old and went from illness to bankruptcy, divorce in a year and a half. So this week, we're going to talk a lot about the pre-65 plans, also called Obamacare, also called the Affordable Care Act plans. In Pennsylvania, they're through penny.com. In Delaware, in Ohio, they're through the federal marketplace out of London, Kentucky. And in New Jersey, they're through Get Covered NJ. So what happens on those plans is totally different than Medicare. And this week on Medicare, it's been extremely busy because what's happened on Medicare this week, this annual enrollment period, which starts October 15th, ends December 7th, is the drug costs have been changed dramatically by the government. So the insurance companies had to change a whole lot of things because they took a lot of their things away that were able to make a profit. Even though a lot of these insurance companies are not for profit, they still have to make a profit. So to do that, when the government changed the maximum out-of-pocket for drugs from $8,000 down to $2,000, this is what happened this coming year for 2025. If you ever since the George Bush II started the program where you had to have a drug plan, there's been multiple stages of pricing, which makes zero sense how they did this. But you'd go through the deductible phase, then the initials phase, and then you get what's called the donut hole where your prices went through the roof. Then you get to another standards phase, and then you go to the catastrophic phase. Well, this 2024, if you ever got to $8,000 in one calendar year, your prices went through the roof. For this year, that was not that bad if you didn't take many drugs or if you were mostly generic. But there's a whole lot of people out there on Medicare that are taking horrendously expensive drugs. And they got to $8,000, and it took a good portion of their income to get there. I've had people that were unable to get food because they had to spend so much on their drug cost. So what we're trying to do here is to show you how you can take advantage of the plans that are available and not end up in that situation. There are plans available now. If you watch the TV commercials, you got to be really careful of those TV commercials, and particularly the people on the phone who try to swear to you that they have a better plan. Don't trust anybody on the telephone. If you can't see their eyes face-to-face and talk to them face-to-face, this is my advice. Don't talk to them at all, because they will do all kinds of things to hurt you. I had a gentleman this week who now has about $8,000 or $9,000 in medical bills because you listen to a guy on the phone who had nothing more than a horrendously terrible indemnity plan. Indemnity means it was they reimbursed him on things, and he barely got reimbursed. I mean, he's not a happy camper. But if you get a plan through the Affordable Care Act, also called penny.com in Pennsylvania or the federal marketplace, or healthcare.gov outside of Pennsylvania, Get Covered NJ in New Jersey. These plans are called minimal essential coverage plans. They cover everything from your nose to your toes, and they have maximum out-of-pockets so that you don't end up going bankrupt for having too many bills, which is not a bad program, to be honest with you. It's an excellent program. Now, what you want to be able to do, though, is make sure you're able to do this in such a way that you get a plan that's going to cover you. Now, there's bronze, silver, or gold plans available for the Affordable Care Act plans. And some in Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, you can also get some platinum plans. Although in the 12 or 13 years of this program, I think I've only had three people ever enroll in a platinum plan. So you should consider that what you're getting is something you can afford to gut. Back to the Medicare plans again. We have people that are spending thousands of dollars every year for their prescription costs, even though their medical costs are way down. Now, those plans are for 2025 are reduced substantially to the maximum out of pocket you're going to pay for Obamacare drug costs is $2,000 in one calendar year. If you ever got to $2,000, all of your prescription costs for the rest of the year are zero. Now, you might say to me, well, I'll never get to $2,000. Well, there's a whole lot of people that do. You know, these drugs that you use for losing weight can be $1,000 a month. You won't pay that much. There's a number of drugs that aren't even on anybody's formulary. But there's a number of drugs that are that cost a whole lot. I have one lady who's a very rare disease. And she has one drug that costs at retail over $20,000. So she's able to buy that drug for the whole year in January and pay $2,000. She doesn't have $2,000. The federal government put a program together where you can take that $2,000 and divide it by 12. You'll still get your drugs all every month for the 12 months of the year, but you only pay 1/12 of that $2,000. That's put together by the government. Now back to the Affordable Care Act again. What's critical you have to understand about the Affordable Care Act plans, I know I'm going back and forth here, but this is the best way for me to do this, is your prices are based, there's a whole lot of companies that have plans available, but the prices are based on your age, how many people are in your income tax return, your adjusted gross income. Now, they actually call it the modified adjusted gross income because if you're paying alimony or child support, or paying off a student loan, or actually paying off the student loan, you can actually reduce your income so you get more subsidy. So it's important that you understand the differences between these things. And this is what I do all the time for people. I try to explain how they work. Now, when it comes to the Affordable Care Act, the bill first passed, we all know as Obamacare, in 2010, and it went into a full effect on September 1st of 2011 for 2013, I'm sorry, for the 2014 enrollment year. Now, penny.com was only started in 2020 for 2021. That was also when Get Covered NJ started. Those are state exchanges, so the state gets to hold on to the money that the federal government was taking care of before. But your prices are based on your tobacco usage, how many people on your income tax return. Now, when I say that, a whole lot of people were not coherent enough to understand how the system works. Oh, I could just report $20,000 in income, but I'm actually making $40,000. Well, the trouble is when you do your IRS, your income tax return, the government's going to ask for most of your money back. I had an accountant who didn't really realize what he was doing there. And so talking to accountants doesn't always work this way, but he ended up having to pay over $5,500 back in one year because he did not report his income correctly. And that's, you don't want to be in that position. And I actually had a couple of customers from the Scranton area who were awesome gamblers. They knew how to win money at the casino and how to do it in such a way that they weren't blacklisted. Well, I guess I had them for over 10 years, and they probably had to repay their entire subsidy at least two or three of those years because they won so much at the casino. I asked them if I could follow them around, and they wouldn't let me do that, of course. But, you know, it's the nature of how you have to be really careful about your income here. Now, if you lose, let's just say you were making $40,000, and all of a sudden you lose a job, and you lose your company plan. You can always still get a plan in the middle of the year. You don't have to wait till the annual enrollment period. You have to protect yourself. I had a gentleman from our church this last week who was in his 50s. He had no health insurance. He got diagnosed with throat cancer. Well, I can get him a plan for the first of the month through some special programs available, But you have to be smart about this. It costs a lot of money if you don't have health coverage. And what's neat about the plans from the Affordable Care Act or Medicare, the Affordable Care Act plans, is that they limit how much you can be out of pocket. And they can limit them very specifically and very regularly. Because the out-of-pocket maximum for 2024 is $9,250. Although some bills are higher than that, then you're getting into a question of whether you're in-network or out-of-network. So our goal here is to have you in a situation that you don't end up being totally wiped out. Now, I've talked about this story before also. This is my health history. I wanted to become an insurance agent when I was 18. My dad said no. At 22, my wife said no. I went from illness to bankruptcy, divorce at 40, 38 and 40, and I became an insurance agent at 42. Now I'm 75, and I still sell because I like selling. And it's not a heavy job I have to handle, and I listen to your problems, and I try to help you get a plan so you don't end up like I was. But in that same regard, I married a second lady who had been told by three doctors she'd never have a baby. She had a baby at the age of 40 and died at 44. So I had a third child to raise. This one I raised mostly on my own. She's now 33 years old, married with a child in Ohio. A good husband, and she's very devoted to her child, who's got type 1 diabetes at age 3, of all things. So what happens when I went into the health insurance industry was I used to collect cash from customers in Philly and Chester, and used to travel all over Philadelphia, down in Delaware. But then that particular company called Combined Insurance, the management wasn't the best in the world. And we kind of reached agreement that I would leave them. And I became an independent quite quickly. I was doing very well until the Affordable Care Act passed. So I almost got out of the business completely. So the net result was I was looking and getting back into pest control, which I'd done in my 20s and 30s. And mostly my 20s, not my 30s, I apologize. But Health Markets Insurance Agency got a hold of me. And I sat down with them, and they showed me how to make a living selling Obamacare programs or Affordable Care Act plans. And that's what I do. And I was also selling Medicare at the time. At that time, I was only selling Medigap plans. I wasn't on Medicare yet, but I was getting close to it. So as far as Medicare goes, you have a choice of Medicare supplements or Medicare Advantage plans. And a whole lot of people, as you've heard me talk about before, will tell you that you can't have one of those terrible Medicare Advantage plans because they're horrible. Well, they're not horrible. They're very, very good. And a majority of people get these plans nowadays. And if you're smart, you get enough coverage to back you up in case something goes wrong. The hard part about becoming a senior is that your income stays level and your prices go through the roof. I mean, we do have, you know, Jimmy Carter II in the White House. I know his name is Joe Biden, but, you know, we might as well call him Jimmy Carter II because that seems to be what he is as far as inflation goes. And we're also coming up to Election Day, by the way, and I'm not going to endorse either candidate. I know who I'm voting for, and I've got signs in front of my yard. If you want to go drive by my house, if you can find it. But I'm not going to talk about either Mrs. Harris or Mr. Trump as far as that regard. What we try to do here is come up with a radio program that's going to interest you and help you along the way. Now, this is for people that are pre-65 or post-65. And what I try to do individually for you, if you call me on the phone, is help you with your health insurance costs. The prices on the Obamacare program were based on your age, how many people in your income tax return, and your adjusted gross income, also called your modified adjusted gross income. That's modified in case you're paying student loans off, or if you're paying child support or alimony, actually. So you can do all this correctly by contacting me, calling me at 833-710-4797. That's anywhere in Pennsylvania, 833-710-4797. And I will help you, or my wife will help you. You'll talk to Pat Turner, my office manager. I also call her my work wife. She tells me what to do all the time, but we don't sleep together and she doesn't cook for me. My wife, whose name is Margie, does do that. We've been married almost 22 years. We're very dedicated into our marriage and to our faith. We believe in Jesus Christ as our Savior. Now, what we're going to get into next here in a few, couple more minutes. Oh, by the way, you can call me that number at 833-710-4797, or you go to bobparkerhealth.com and you can read all about. You can hear the radio show again if you want to listen to the whole thing, or you can put your name on there and you can read. We'll get back to you and get you lined up to get you better health coverage. Now, what I do is I try to go from an insurance news information part to a commercial for myself or other people. And then I go into health news. So the health news we're going to talk about right now has to do with dementia. I know this is a difficult thing to talk about because I've had people whose wives didn't recognize them or husbands didn't recognize them. I know my own mother, before she died for about a year, didn't know who I was. She kept calling me my son's name. She wasn't even sure who I was. Well, this is what happens with dementia. And one of the things that kicks dementia into gear is an injury. This is from the American Medical Association. By the way, these health stories I talk about are all from published articles. And it seems as though a fall, an injury, can speed up the possibility of dementia. So please be careful about falling. It's really, really important. You know, I had one of my childhood mentors, if you want to call it, he was a Boy Scout leader, was in his 80s. He was climbing a ladder and he fell and hurt himself. And it only took a few months before he joined the Heavenly Choir. And you don't want to, you got to be smart when you get older. I mean, you don't have the agility you had when you were younger. Even though he never gained any weight to speak of, he did not have the agility. And his injury caused him, moved him right into dementia and then into long-term illness. It was actually not long-term, it was injury that caused him to not be able to move forward in what he was doing. So how do you resolve falling? Well, if you think you're liable to fall, that's what you use walkers for, or canes, you know. Don't be afraid to use a cane or ask for help so you can walk in the right direction. Make sure your shoes are in good shape. Make sure your shoes are tied. Now, this sounds silly, but to be honest with you, a lot of seniors don't do that correctly. They also don't pick up things off the floor. So please try to make sure you are in a situation where you don't fall. You don't want to be in that position where you do fall. Now, I have a large number of customers, a very large number of customers that have had injuries like this, and it's not a fun situation. Now, the next thing that we're talking about as far as health service is another article also from the American Medical Association, about the number of people that are having major pain problems from their seniors. How do they resolve the pain? Well, there's a way to resolve it through something you, as when we were kids, we didn't ever talk about, and that's called marijuana. Now, marijuana is now legal in most places if it's medical marijuana. My own brother-in-law, who's a Canadian, in Canada you can actually grow it yourself. So he grows, I hadn't seen marijuana since for 20 or 30 or 40 years until 2 or 3 years ago when I went to his house. This is in Canada. He was growing it in pots outside his house. Blew my mind. But he's had major joint problems his whole life. So for him, it was pretty much a heavy-duty segment where it was really critical that he eliminated the use of heavy drugs. He didn't like those. He doesn't work anymore, but he does work. He doesn't make a lot of money at it, but he loves working wood. And he makes chairs, of all things, wooden chairs. He probably does a little over breaking even, but he's got an amazing shop he's built himself. And he actually takes raw wood from a log and turns it into the wood for his chairs. And, of course, he also weaves the chairs as far as the backing and the seat. So he's, you know, he's not a young man. He's, I guess he's 72 or 73 years old, but he's able to continue to make a little extra income while he's doing these kind of work. I mentioned earlier, you can call me at 833-710-4797. I'll help you. You can go to bobparkerhealth.com. please think seriously and talk to your doctor about using marijuana to help, and make sure you talk to your doctor about that. Don't just talk to somebody that's using it. I'm not sure. Make sure you stay legal on that situation. Now, when it comes to pre-65 insurance companies, a lot of companies. Philadelphia has different companies than Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh has different companies than Wilkes-Barre Scranton or Allentown. But most of the companies out there have plans available where you are based on the Affordable Care Act. Plans are based on how old you are, how much time you are spending, as far as how much cost you have spending for your, how much you need to pay for your health insurance, which can't be more than 8.39% of your costs. So if you have a job right now and you're paying more than 8.39% of your income for health insurance from your company, you can get a plan through the Affordable Care Act, also called penny.com here in Pennsylvania, Get Covered New Jersey, or the healthcare.gov in Delaware and Ohio. And I'll help you do that. How much does it cost? You can write me a $500,000 check, but I don't think it'll cover, so I don't charge anything. If I come to your house, you do have to give me a glass of water or a cup of coffee. Now, if you come to my store, and this is only for Northeast PA, although I've had people come as far away as Allentown, and they had one person come from Chester County to come up here. We're located, my location in Northeast PA is in Wilkes-Barre Township, and I'm in a small shopping center, so the shopping center is important because it means there's easy access to me. And that's directly next to a Giant Cal here in Northeast Pennsylvania. You and Northeast, in, out of the Pittston radio station, WILK, actually hear me talk about the Giant Cal all the time. But I rented that space intentionally because it was easy to find. I'd never been to Wilkes-Barre. I've lived here now for 22 years, but 45 years ago, I came up here after a big snowstorm. I was from Delaware, and I'd never seen snow like they had up here. And the only thing I remember about this town at that time was the snow and this Giant Cal, which was next to a dairy in those days. The Giant Cal's here. The shopping center I work out of is still owned. The cow, the dairy owner owns, the family owns that shopping center and the Giant Cal. And they still have it here, and they, you know, it's, you can actually go to google.com and search out the Giant Cal. You'll find all about it. Now, people just walk in the door, and we try to talk to them, but I do have to work by appointment, particularly this time of year. Because as far as the pre-65 plans go, it takes me an hour and a half to 2 hours to 2.5 hours to get a plan put together. It doesn't take that much time, or for you on the phone, after you make a decision, it only takes a few minutes. I just need a couple of signatures, and I have to ask you some personal questions so I make sure you are who you say you are. The government requires those, not me. And then you have to have a way to pay the first premium also. Now, remember what we talked about earlier as far as these pre-65 plans go. Your prices are not, if you're making a giant amount of money, you do pay the regular price, and I don't have many people doing that, although I had somebody I talked about last week who's only 26 or 27, and he had several million dollars in the bank he inherited. But to him, $300 or $400 was no big deal. So my goal here is for you to end up in a situation where you have a plan that's going to cover you without cutting you into a disaster area. I've had people, I get paid the same no matter what you pay, so it's not a matter of getting, you know, spend a lot of extra money. But I try to also show you how supplemental coverage will help you in that regard. Now, the silver plans in some areas, not every area, are actually economical for people if you're economically challenged, which means you're not making a lot of money. But more often than not, the bronze plans make more sense because the silver plans are sometimes frequently more expensive than the gold plans. I know that sounds silly, but it used to be bronze, silver, gold, platinum. Now it's bronze, gold, silver, platinum. The silver plans are more expensive than the gold plans in many cases. The silver plans not only help you, if you're economically challenged enough, just above poverty, they not only cut the price of the premium, they also cut the price of the out-of-pocket maximum and co-payments. So it's well worthwhile, that's for sure. So In a lot of cases, I'll help you in that regard. But if you get a supplemental plan, frequently you can get as good a coverage and you don't have to face as many price increases as you would by getting a silver plan. So I have a whole lot of customers that are paying zero or next to zero for a plan. I had a gentleman recently, which I'll actually talk more about later, who he's got a set of twins, and he had a good bronze plan, and for all three of them, he's paying $24 a month. Two 21-year-old college students and himself. He's 62, I think, or 63. So these are the kind of things I help you get. In his case, he also bought a supplemental plan for dental and vision and one to pay off his hospital bills. So moving forward in that regard are Medicare supplement or Medicare Advantage plans. Medicare Advantage plans are much better, in my opinion, than supplement plans because the prices don't go up like they do on the Medicare supplement plans. Now, you've heard me say this before, but several hundred companies sell supplement plans, and only five or six or seven or eight companies sell Advantage plans. But the plan I have, as an example, for 2024, the maximum out of pocket, if I end up in the hospital for a day, a week, a month, or a year, is $325. But the maximum out of pocket for the plan for 2025 I'm going to be taking is $415. That's not per day, that's per stay. And that's something that's unique about a Medicare Advantage plan. So there's a lot of people that tell you that Medicare Advantage are terrible. They say, well, look at the out-of-pocket maximum. That's $8,000 or $9,000. Well, how are you going to get to $8,000 if you go in the hospital for a month and a half and you only have to pay $415? It's not possible. And you paid little or no premium for those plans also. So I know I'm mixing back and forth between the pre-65 and the Obamacare and the Medicare plans, but this is what I do. I try to make sure you understand the difference between the different types of plans here. So bronze plans have higher deductibles. They could run anywhere from $6,000 to almost $9,000. But there are a couple of companies available on the Affordable Care Act plans here in Pennsylvania and elsewhere where the prices are, the deductibles for bronze plans are very low. And one of them is called Oscar, another one's called Ambetter. But they don't have as many doctors available as the Blue Crosses and the Geisingers and the companies like United Healthcare and Aetna and Cigna. So, but they're excellent companies and they have excellent plans. And as long as you take a look and make sure you stay in network, you'll get a much cheaper plan with much lower out-of-pocket maximum, much lower deductible by looking at those other options. Now, a lot of people don't want to do that, but it's definitely worth looking into those things. Now, your annual enrollment period for Medicare is October 15th to December 7th. The open enrollment period for pre-65ers starts November 1st, which is this week. Of course, we have Election Day, November 5th, but I'll be working that day also. I seem to have to work all the time here. This time, for 2 months a year, I work 7 days a week, whether I like it or not. It's just the nature of the beast. Then the rest of the time, rest of the year, I take some number of vacations, but I'm available to talk to customers. And I shouldn't really call you a customer because most of the plans I offer cost little or nothing because of the help from the government. You're really an enrollee. And two-thirds of my job is not selling you, it is explaining to you how the system works and how it's going to help you avoid being with giant medical bills. Hopefully you will understand that as we talk some more about these things. What I've found also is that there's a couple of companies here in Pennsylvania. One of them is Geisinger Health Plan. The other is Capital Blue Cross, where if you call them on the phone, you always get a local person who speaks really good English. Now, I'm not saying there's not good Spanish speakers out there. It's important, but there's a whole lot of companies out there in the insurance business who when you call them on the phone, you get somebody in India or China or Pakistan or wherever they go, and they speak barely good English. So Geisinger is available in most areas nowadays, as is, but Capital Blue Cross is not available in most areas. But that's part of my job also. If you're having trouble communicating with an insurance company, half a part of my job is to help you communicate correctly so that you get the plan you're looking for and you get the coverage and the what you need to take care of your plan, take care of you as you're there. Now, when it comes to the Philadelphia area, as I mentioned to you before, when I started in this industry, I used to collect cash from customers in South Philly and Chester, Pennsylvania, and in Wilmington, Delaware. I'd turn it in on the weekends, and that's when I got paid a percentage. Nowadays, I get paid per unit or per person based on how much you enroll in per month. That's most of the way I get paid. But I have a lot of people I take care of. And you could also call me at any time. The number of billing problems that occur is astronomical. We've talked a little bit about this in the past. It's a bill called the Affordable Care Act. And we've also talked about the No Surprises Act, which passed, I think, in 2022. I'll double-check that in a minute. But the No Surprises Act means that when you go and talk to somebody and they say, oh, yeah, you're in network. You talk to a hostess or a secretary up front. Then all of a sudden you get a bill and they say, oh, you're out of network. Well, they're not allowed to do that. This is really important you understand that, because when they tell you you're out of network, they're making a mistake. You're in network and you're actually out of network. And they're not allowed to charge you out of network pricing. The other thing that happened in the past a lot was the people go in the hospital and the hospital would be in network and the doctors would be out of network. And they're not allowed to do that also. So you've got to be cautious of the plans you got. Now, for Medicare, there's a number of Medicare plans out there that are the same no matter whether you're in network or out of network for most things. That's available from Geisinger, from Highmark Blue Cross, from Humana, and I think one other company. But a hard part about those Medicare plans is if you don't have one of those plans, you could be $300 or $400 a day for 7, 8, or 9 days while you're in the hospital. Some of them either were $400 or $500 a day for several days. So now that's not a lot of money if you have a supplemental plan to cover it, but it's still a bit of a hassle, particularly if you're retired and you're on a flat income and have to look at a higher bill. Now, the other option, of course, is to take a Medicare supplement plan when you turn 65, and then you pay a high premium. The premium keeps going up the rest of your life, and they pay 100% of your bills. Actually, the insurance company doesn't. The government pays most of those. For hospitalization, the insurance company has to come up with $1,600, but the government pays a whole lot of difference besides that. If you're outpatient services, the government pays 80% of the bill, and the insurance company pays 20% of the bill. But as I mentioned before, I've had many customers who came into me and just couldn't afford to keep making their payments. So they've made to a change to an Advantage plan, and we're very happy. And you can also get supplements to the Advantage plan. And now I'm going to get you mixed up here now. Those supplements are much lower in price, and they never change in price compared to the Medigap plans or Medicare supplement plans. So we're about to get into the next commercial, which is talking about me. I don't have any other advertisers yet except myself. I am an agent for Health Markets Insurance Agency. I work out of Northeast PA, but I cover all of Pennsylvania, and I help you in Delaware, Ohio, New Jersey, and other states. And I can do this on the phone or live face-to-face. You can come see me in my store next to the Giant Cow in Wilkes-Barre Township in Pennsylvania, or we can do a Zoom call. And I do get out and see a lot of people. This time of year, I do work 7 days a week, whether I like it or not. It's just the nature of the job. So give me a call, 833-710-4797, 833-710-4797, or go to bobparkerhealth.com, and you'll be very happily surprised at how easy it is to fill your information out. Send it to me, and we'll get back to you and set up a time we can help you with your health insurance. You have from October 15th to December 7th for Medicare. You have from November 1st to December 15th for pre-65 for January 1st start dates. Now, for Obamacare, people in Medicare, the dates change also during the year. For for Medicare plans, we're in the annual enrollment period, but you also have an open enrollment period from January 1st to March 31st. That's for drug plans and or Medicare Advantage plans. And these formularies for the drug plans are changing dramatically, as we've talked a little bit about before. I'll talk a whole lot more about them in a few more minutes. So give me a call, 833-710-4797, or go to bobparkerhealth.com and let me help you get better comprehensive health coverage. Now, trying to get into some more health stories here, which is something I enjoy doing also. I enjoy doing it mostly because it's a worthwhile program so that you can move forward as far as your health goes. What we want to try to do here is to get you in a situation that you don't end up going bankrupt, as I've gone. Now, the story I've talked about, and I talk about almost every week, is I went bankrupt, but I also avoided bankruptcy once. My second wife died very shortly after she had her first baby at the age of 40. She's 44 or 45, I guess, now. And I had to raise a little girl on my own. But my third wife I married when my daughter was 11, and she picked up a franchise from Home Depot Home Services house painting and was paying 9 people every week to paint. So she was bringing in a lot more money in than I was bringing in. And we had a $20,000 deductible on our health insurance plan. If you can imagine a $20,000 deductible. Well, it's available. You just have to realize that's the nature of life. So what we try to do, we had a supplemental coverage plan that covered us for that. And we tried to move forward on that as best we could. Luckily or unluckily, she broke both of her heels at the same time, and we had a supplemental coverage from Aflac that paid off the hospital bill, which we had $20,000 we owed. So that was definitely a worthwhile thing. We can't help you with Aflac on an individual basis. We can't help you with plans from Aetna or Cigna or Humana or from United Healthcare to help cover those kind of costs. Getting back to some more health stories here, something else that's important here, this is, by the way, this is another health story, specific story from Fox News. For you that are super anti-Fox, just realize this is a health story. They have an excellent doctor that helps put these together. I've had one lady this last week that was diagnosed with breast cancer, and she referred me to this article, which is an excellent article. What she says is there's 10 things you have to do when you get diagnosed with cancer, or in her case, breast cancer. Number one, take a breath, which some people are telling me right now, take a breath while I'm talking so much, right? Well, I have to do this every week, and I do take a breath, and I take about an hour to prepare these notes. Number two, write down questions you might have and gather information. The internet's full of information to help you get this information put together so you know how you're going to get treated. Lean on your support team, not support team of people from your church or just people from outside your church and your doctors. Make sure you get a second opinion also. Make sure that second opinion is from an independent, not somebody that's directly associated with the guy that gave you the first opinion. Build a support care team from your neighborhood or from your church to help take care of you and make sure you know what you're doing. Connect with others. These are all things from this article. Now, if you're a woman, you have breast cancer, if you want to have a baby again, or a first baby, check how it's going to affect your fertility. This is important also. Now, if you're a man, of course, you don't have to worry about that, or maybe you should have to worry about that, actually, because, you know, it takes two to tango here. Focus on good news. I know in election time it's kind of hard to find good news, but there is good news out there on a regular basis. And probably to keep your mind on that in particular. So moving to the next stage here, I talk a lot more about the No Surprises Act and about PPOs versus HMOs. Now, it used to be that all HMOs were, you had to have referrals for everything under the sun. That stands for Health Maintenance Organizations. The PPO stands for Preferred Provider Organizations. But a lot of HMOs, you don't have to have referrals anymore. So it's worth looking at that option as far as it goes. But PPOs might cost you a little more money than an HMO. Not every company offers HMOs and PPOs, but the PPO is much better for you. And you, in my opinion, you don't end up in a situation as frequently with a PPO as you do with an HMO. Now, we talked about this No Surprises Act. These rules, in July 2021, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Labor, and the Treasury departments released the requirements related to the No Surprises Billing Part 1. Strict surprises, I'm reading directly from the document, billing for patients and job-related or individual health plans that are getting emergency care, non-emergency care, and out-of-network providers at network facilities and air ambulance services. If your plan says you're going to get charged $1,000 for an ambulance, they're not allowed to charge you $10,000. If they told you that you're in network and suddenly you're out of network, they're not allowed to do that. And this is controlled by law. So realize that this No Surprises Act is worthwhile understanding. Please understand it, because you really need to make sure you don't get up in a position where you end up having giant bills and can't afford to keep them. Now, if you have a policy under the Affordable Care Act or for Medicare, your out-of-pocket maximum is $9,250 for 2024. I'm giving you a lot of figures here that are incorrect. I'm sorry. I'm having a Joe Biden moment. But what you need to do here is make sure that if you get bills that are really high, get a hold of me, even if I'm not your health insurance agent. I'll help you make sure you understand you're getting billed properly. Now, for every policy under the sun, you can get what's called a summary of benefits. So you know exactly the plans that you have and how much you're supposed to be charged for everything under the sun. And this is rather important also, but you don't want to be in a position that you get overcharged and start paying it and you don't appeal it soon enough. Because under the law, there's five stages of appeals, but you have to start that appeal within 60 days of your billing. Now, sometimes they ignore you when you're trying to appeal, but you can then take it to the Department of Insurance in Harrisburg or Dover or Trenton or in Ohio. So the appeal process is put together by the government, not by the insurance companies, and they have to follow the rules or else. So one suggestion I give to everyone that's one of my enrollees, I don't call you customers because a lot of these plans don't cost anything. You go into a doctor's office and say, yeah, here's my health insurance card. Am I okay? And they're like, oh, yeah, you're no problem. Make sure you make a note of who you talk to. I talked to Alice at 3:22 p.m. on October 22nd. And she said it was in network. And then all of a sudden, you get a bill that's out of network. Well, they're breaking the law when they do that. And they're not allowed to do that kind of thing. So please realize that No Surprises Act is a very serious situation that you need to understand and need to take care of to make sure you don't end up in a bad position. So I hope that you understand that I'm trying to help you in this regard, not just sell you plans. I do help a lot of people that aren't even on health insurance plans that I help you enroll in. So now, hopefully in the future, you'll give me a referral and you will get me some business, but I do help people that aren't my customers. Again, that's the nature of what I do. I'm going to get into a lot of stories now about people I've helped over the last couple of weeks. And I have hundreds of them, but we're going to probably talk about 8 or 10 different people that I've talked to about your health problems. I had a lady, I was actually supposed to be helping her boyfriend. They're not married, but they live together. And he had a plan that, it's a Medicare plan that changed dramatically for 2025 over 2024. And I could not get three words in extra-wise talking to her. I had to really slip things in so she understood that I'm not trying to take her out of the plan that she could take advantage of for him for the plans that he needs. In her case, he had a Geisinger plan, and she had a Geisinger plan also, but she had taken advantage of the Geisinger 65 Forward program. I'm hoping to have a doctor soon on the air. We're talking about the 65 Forward program. And what's unique about it is the fact that you have no more than 500 patients for your primary doctor. So you get a lot more attention from your doctor. My primary doctor from Geisinger 65 Forward had a very successful business down in Delaware County. I think it was Media Delaware County. And he transferred to go north, sold his business down there, sold his customer list or patient list, whatever you want to call it, and moved up here. And it's like a part-time job for him now compared to what he used to do. And he much prefers it. He's up here in northeast Pennsylvania now because he can take care, he can see his grandkids much more. And that's a critical factor for a lot of people. For me, too. I have one grandchild. I get to see my other two grandchildren in Colorado, and I don't get to see them at all. So hopefully you'll understand that's one of the advantages of the Geisinger 65 Forward programs. You get better coverage from your doctors and more time with your doctors. My doctor I had before that, I would end up spending hours with. It was before I get to see him. I'm lucky to get him for 90 or 120 seconds. But the net result was he was much better off by having the 65-4 program. So anyway, we did finally get him converted to a plan that allowed him to get into Geisinger 65-4. Now, with Geisinger 65-4, because they're allowed no more than 500 patients, there's sometimes a waiting list to get into a 65-4 location. So you have to look at that option also. And another lady here, I say I'm going to talk about customers that I've helped over the last several weeks. She hated, she came in, I forget this one, I want anything but a Highmark plan. I can't hand that company. It's the worst company that ever happened. And she got the long story about how something had happened. They got a big bill and they had to go through hell to try to get rid of the big bill. Well, her husband came in with the exact opposite opinion. And before you know it, she left the store with a Medicare plan from Highmark Blue Cross rather than the company she had. So it's the nature of what I do. I want you to understand that some companies have better benefits in certain plans than others. And the plan that she picked from Highmark has an out-of-pocket maximum of $415 per stay if they end up in the hospital versus other companies that have several hundred dollars per day. So it's a whole lot cheaper. So this lady, next family down here. Oh, this was funny too. There's a whole lot of companies that are higher priced, like the Blue Crosses are higher priced, along with a number of other companies like United Healthcare and Aetna. Although sometimes United Healthcare and Aetna are lower than the Blue Cross companies. What we're trying to do here is get you into a plan so that you can not go bankrupt and end up being healthy in the same regard and able to take care of yourself. But there's a couple of companies, one called Oscar out of New York, who has excellent benefits and much lower price in most cases than the bigger Blue Cross companies. But you have to make sure you're staying in network to go to the doctors. And even on a bronze plan, they have prescription coverage versus other companies that don't have prescription coverage on bronze plans. Another called Ambetter, which is also called Pennsylvania Health and Wellness, has the same kind of thing. Even on bronze plans, you get some level of prescription coverage. So in this case, I got the lady switched from a Highmark plan to an Oscar plan. Okay, next lady down the list here. Oh, Geisinger, actually there's a whole lot of customers I could talk about in this particular situation. As I mentioned earlier, this year's drug plans cost, you're allowed to pay no more than $2,000 out of pocket in a year. That resulted is a whole lot of companies had to drop their plans completely. And Geisinger this year had to take their most popular plan, a PPO plan, and take most of the major benefits out of it. So I've had three or four customers that kept the plan because they never took advantage of the extra benefits like the dental, vision, and the over-the-counter benefits. But I've had a number of them that decided to chip and move into an HMO plan rather than a PPO plan because they never go anywhere except to the Geisinger doctors. But then I've had a number of them have taken, Highmark Blue Cross came up with a program which is almost identical to this plan that Geisinger decided to drop. They haven't dropped it, they just took all the benefits away from it. I don't even get paid if I write somebody up for that plan anymore, which I think is against the law, but I don't have a lawyer to sue either. So anyway, we've had a number of people that changed to the HMO from Geisinger, and a number of people have changed to Highmark. I had a number of people on Highmark, on Independence Blue Cross that have changed to other companies also outside of Independence Blue Cross. So that's what I try to do on a regular basis with people, is to help them get a plan that's going to keep them, their costs down, and keep their medical bills low. Next one down the list here. Oh, this is a good one, too. Had a gentleman turning 20. Just turned under the Affordable Care Act. You can keep your children on your plan until they're 26, even if they're not living with you anymore. This 26-year-old came in with his mother, and the mother looked like a sister. I asked if she started, had the baby when she was 11, but no, she had it when she was 21, but he's now 26 years old, so she makes her 47, but looked at the options for him, and we picked out a plan which was a bronze plan. He almost never goes to the doctor, although he does need to lose some weight. That's another story. And we also got him a supplemental plan to pay his hospital bill if he ends up in the hospital, which I've talked about before a whole lot. So it's the direction we're trying to move in here, is to get you into plans that keep you healthy, as I've tried to do with these other several people. We also got him a dental and vision plan. I asked him if he's still 26, he still has his teeth. I can tell you, a whole lot of people at 26 don't have their teeth anymore. They get even older, they still don't have their teeth. So it's critical you keep your teeth. Please make sure you understand how critical that is. Take care of your teeth, because you only have one set of them. So, had a lady come up from Florida. She actually started here in the Philadelphia area, but she and her husband moved down to Florida about 4 or 5 years ago. Then her husband died down there. And she came up to visit me, gave me a hug, thanked me very much for the policy that she still has, and said it was going great. She didn't want to change anything, but just wanted to come and say thank you. So it was nice of her to do that, and I was happy to take her thank you. Her name is Kathy. Warning about losing coverage. Oh, yeah, there's another gentleman who had a plan from the Medicare program, Medicaid program, I'm sorry, not Medicare program, and his income went up. So I told him to keep track of what he's doing, make sure he watches for letters from Medicaid, because that could happen, and get back to me as soon as possible. Last commercial here, it's from me. I'm Bob Parker. I'm with Health Markets Insurance Agency, and I'm at 833-710-4797. Northeast PA, it's 570-606-3236. In Allentown, it's 610-810-324. In Delaware, it's 302-533-2421. You can hear those at bobparkerhealth.com. Get a hold of me, and I'll be happy to help you with your health insurance or your Medicare insurance. And I hope you have a blessed week, and listen to this station every week to hear about health insurance, Medicare insurance, and health. Hopefully next week we'll have an interview from a doctor. At least that's the goal in time. Have a blessed week. Thank you. Listening to the Health, Life, and Medicare Insurance Show and Health Show from Bob Parker. Thank you for listening.